said Pakistani words, so keep coming. Change the slide, please. One thing I do. Everyone say, one thing I do.
One thing I do.
Talk to somebody. One thing you do.
One thing you do.
You just need one thing this year. You don't need two things. You don't need three things. Just one thing this year. What is that? We're going to find out through this message. One thing I do, one thing you need. Amen? Hallelujah. You glorify God by saying amen.
Amen.
No, I'm not hearing, I don't sense that you are really glorifying God. You glorify God by saying amen.
Amen.
Okay, for now, just put down your handphone now, your cell phone. Now.
That's right.
Some of you are looking at your cell phone. Okay, put in a mute or turn it off or put it in your pocket, all right? Nobody sees the cell phone now. Because
right.
This time is not for you. This time is for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are here to glorify Him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your body is here, but your mind is away. That's not worship.
That's
our body needs to be here, but our mind as well, right?
Amen.
Our mind needs to be focused on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen if you love Jesus.
Amen.
I don't feel the love of Jesus in you. Say amen if you really love Jesus.
Amen.
I feel a little bit now. Say amen if you love Jesus.
Amen.
I feel a little bit more. I feel a little bit more, but you can do better than that, all right?
Amen.
You can say, I think French Europe is very expressive.
Hallelujah.
They are full of love, full of energy, full of life. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a time for dance. Today is a time for dance. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we should all dance after message. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I wanted to jump in when the French group going around and dancing. I want to jump in and do it. We do it after service, after the message. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Jay, you going to dance with me today? You know what did the Israelite did in the Jericho? As soon as they entered into the land of Canaan, the promised land, what did they do? They faced the Jericho wall, right? What did they do? They just went around, like the French group. They went around. Yeah? They went around the Jericho wall, dancing and shouting, right? Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, in fact, they just went around. But at the last day, seventh day, right? The last trumpet, they shout and they dance. And what happened? The wall fall. The strongholds, the forces of the evil one will fall when you celebrate in the presence of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so let me go back to the message now. One thing I do. Amen? So let's read our scriptures. We want to eat the scriptures. Philippians 3, 13 to 16. Brother Navi, did you know that I was going to preach this?
No, but even before that, the moment you share about Jericho Wall, in my notes, I had that about Jericho. I don't know. This is the same spirit of God.
But
I didn't share.
My question is, you share about this scripture today.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going
to share. You didn't peek through the laptop?
No, I didn't. But I don't know anything.
When he was sharing, I thought to myself, why is he stealing my sermon? He's stealing my sermon. So I thought that he peeked into my message here. But he didn't.
No, I don't.
Isn't that something? Romanis, are you having expectation today? Thank you for sharing today. We have expectation that God's going to speak to us today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Now, listen. We want to eat this scripture as we are facing the new year. Year 2019 is a new year. It's a new hope, new spirit, new life. Everything is going to be new. Amen?
Amen.
God gave us a new chance, a new year, a new blessing. So we want to make sure that we want to digest and eat the scriptures. Right? Not what I have to say, okay, so much, but we want to make sure that we eat the scriptures. Eat this word of God, because His name is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. As long as we eat the scripture, we are eating Jesus. And John 6:57 says, He who eats me will live by me. So when we eat the scripture, we will live by the scripture. When we eat the Word of God, we will live by the Word of God. Amen? So that's how we want our new year to be. Living by the Word of God. Living by our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Now, if the translation is necessary, go ahead. Just don't mind of the noise. Just go ahead. Translate. All right. So Philippians 13 to 16. Ready? We're gonna read now together, loudly. Ready? Begin.
Brothers, I do not count myself to have laid hold on one thing only, forgetting the things which are behind, stretching forward to the things which are before me, I pursue toward the goal of the prize which God and majesty has called me out of
good.
As many as are full grown have this mind, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Nevertheless,
we are not to be by the same rule. Let us walk. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to pay attention to the two words here. Okay, stretching forward, not backward. Forward. This year 2019, brothers and sisters, may you forward in Christ, not backward. Amen. May you not even stand on the same ground. You're going to forward. You're going to move forward. Okay? You're going to move onward. Forward. You're going to go. Press on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word of forward is there. Okay? And another word is pursue. Pursue. Okay? So this pursue and forward, right? God wants us to now come out of Egypt. Spiritually speaking, from the world. Right? Egypt stands for the world. Come out of, not only from Egypt, but we need to go forward to the wilderness. And from wilderness, we need to go forward to the land of Canaan, the promised land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking about tabernacle. We need to go forward from outer courts to the holy place. We need to go forward from holy place to the holy of holies, because there is the glory of God.
Amen.
Let this year be filled with the glory of God.
Jesus.
Let you and I, we encounter the living God this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we are going to experience the living God, we need to move forward. We need to pursue Him. Okay, the word pursue is not just seek Him with your half heart or your leftover time. It's not talking about that. The word pursue means that we seek Him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, with all of our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we will seek Him until we encounter Him, that we experience Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to now verse 13. We're going to go one verse at a time, right? Verse 13, let's read it one more time. Begin. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but all one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to talk about now one thing. Everybody say one thing.
One thing.
So if you are good, if you succeed in this one thing, the rest will come about. The rest will follow. Okay? You know, so many people live life upside down. Bible says, seek first His kingdom and the righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But then many people live upside down, reverse it, right? They seek first what? Not His kingdom, not His righteousness, but they seek what? Of their own things, of their own plans. But then what's going to happen? At the end, they will lose it. You see, we need to know what is priority in our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing that you will not, you shouldn't miss it. One thing that you should not neglect. That one thing we want to know. And perhaps, what is the most important thing in the entire Bible? The 66 books of the Bible. What is the kernel of the Bible? What is the main thing in the Bible? That is Christ and the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, Christ in the church.
Christ in the church.
Look, Bible says, Matthew 6:33, right? Seek first His kingdom. Kingdom talks about church. Righteousness talks about Christ. Christ is our righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
So is church and Christ. Christ in the church. This is the main thing. Okay, the whole Bible talks about Christ in the church. Okay, Adam signifies Christ. Eve signifies church. Moses signified is a type for Christ. Israelites signifies church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, Boaz in that book of Esther, Boaz signifies Christ.
That's right.
Right? And Ruth signifies church. Solomon signifies Christ.
Hallelujah.
Shulamite, we are Shulamites,
that's right.
The country girl. Mm-hmm. The Shulamite signifies church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we come to the New Testament, husband, Ephesians chapter 5 talks about husband, love your wife. Wife, obey your husband. That husband signifies Christ. Wives signify church. And Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 says, this is a great mystery. Apostle Paul is saying, I'm not talking about husband and wife. I'm not talking about physical husband and wife. I'm talking about spiritual message here. And what it is? What is it? It's the Christ in the church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, if you miss Christ in the church, you're missing everything. If you only have a Christ, but you miss the church, you only have the 50% of the gospel. If you know the church, but if you do not know the Christ, you also only have the 50%. Christ and the church. Christ is the head, church is the body.
Amen.
It's one new man.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 2:15. One new man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are part of that one new man. In this entire universe, there's only one reality, and that reality is the reality of the one new man.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is not only the head, He's also the body. He's the one new man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we have to do one thing. And that one thing is to gain Christ.
Amen.
Is to attain Christ. Is to enjoy Christ.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, come on, church. You don't sound like you're alive now. It's to gain Christ.
Amen.
How do you eat Jesus? Now, Bible says, I already said, we live by Christ when he who eats me will live by me, right? So only way we can live by Christ is to eat Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in order to eat Jesus, you have to open your mouth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, physically speaking, when you want to eat physical food, you have to open what? Open your nose?
Okay.
You have to open your mouth. So while you are listening to the word of God, you want to eat that particular scripture, you have to open your mouth and say, Amen.
Amen.
Because Amen means I agree. Right? I agree and I believe. The name of Jesus is Amen. The name of Jesus is faithful. The name of Jesus is the word of God. That He has many names. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Okay, so what is that one thing now? Let's go to scripture. One thing I do. One thing. First, that one thing is what? In order to, now I already shared with you that one thing is to gain Christ, right? Now,
that's right.
That in order to gain Christ, we need to do some things now. The first one, forgetting the things. Okay, forgetting the things. Everybody say, forgetting the things.
Forgetting the things.
Okay, can you talk to somebody? Forget the things.
Forget the things.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Is forgetting the things easy or hard? Huh? Is it hard or easy? Raise your hand if you say, oh, forget the past, forget the hurts in the past or the failures in the past, whatever the things in the past is easy. Is easy for me. Raise your hand. Only me? Only one person. So this shows that forgetting the past is not easy, isn't it? Isn't it? So let me share with you, brothers and sisters, how to forget.
That's right.
When you are in Christ, you forget the past.
Amen.
When you are in your spirit, you forget the past. But when you come out of your spirit and you're in your soul, you're very much alive by yourself and you will remember the past. Listen, we don't have the power to forget.
That's
but
right.
God has the power to forget.
Amen.
God has the power to forgive you, not only forgive you, but to forget.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guess what? God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He is almighty God. He can do all things. He has the power to forget.
Amen.
Because listen, we make mistakes all the time. We commit sins, so many sins, right? Right? But as soon as we say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, He forgets about your sins.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
What if God remembers all your sins? I think He's going to get so stressful. Right? But praise God, He forgets. Praise the Lord. When you repent, He doesn't remember your sins anymore. The record has been erased. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so forget the things. Forget the things in the past. But remember one person. God, man. His name is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now can we look at the Isaiah 43:18. Next verse, right? Yeah, let's read that scripture. Okay, I want to go a little bit more about forgetting the former things. Okay, let's read Isaiah 43. Ready? Begin.
Forget the former things.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so let me now elaborate how to forget the former things, how to forget the past. This scripture tells us. Now, you ready? Bible says, forget the former things. And it goes on to say, do not dwell on the past. Now, here's the thing. The reason you cannot forget the past is because you are dwelling in the past. You see that? This is the scripture. If you are dwelling on it, listen, if you're dwelling in the past, then the past will keep coming on. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? So, the reason why people are still clinging to the past, as long as they're still clinging to the past, they're holding on to the past, they cannot move forward. And that's a Satan's temptation, right? That's Satan's tactic, to hold on to you, to the past, to connect you to the past. As long as you are in the past, you cannot move forward. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's forget the past this year and move forward.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In order to do that, you need to come out of that dwelling of the past. Does this make sense? So you need to come out of that dwelling of the past. Now, then the question is, how do I come out of the dwelling of the past? How do I really forget the past and just erase? How do I do that? You cannot do that. I cannot do that. Only Jesus can do it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, gospel means not I, but Christ. Gospel, good news means I'm not I, but Christ. I cannot do it, but He can do it. I cannot do it, but He has done it. Jesus says, it is finished on the cross. Remember? It is finished. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, it is finished.
It is finished.
Everybody say, not I, but Christ.
Not I, but Christ.
Talk to somebody. Not you, but Christ.
Not you, but Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you're fighting with your wife, your husband, what do you do? Just say, declare this, not I, but Christ. When your brother makes you angry, when somebody makes you angry, what do? Explore that anger? No, you're sinning. So how do you overcome that anger? You say it, not I, but Christ. And there's a power. When the moment you say, not I, but Christ, there's a power. The power of the cross will activate in you, in your spirit, and you will overcome that anger. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let me go back to this scripture and look. The way to come out of that dwelling of the past is this. Behold. See means behold. I am doing a new thing. Who's doing a new thing? Who's doing a new thing? Say. Who's doing a new thing?
Christ.
I am. His name is I am. Everybody say I am.
I am.
Jehovah, the word Jehovah means I am that I am. I am. I can do all things. Okay? I am means I can do all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All things are possible to Jesus Christ because He can do all things. That I am is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is the answer of the coming out of dwelling past, dwelling in the past? It's the I am. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Adonai.
Hallelujah.
To the end of every age. Praise Adonai. The Adonai, I am. Praise the Lord. Listen. The Adonai is Lord, right? The I am. Oh, there's a power in I am. He was, He is, and He will be. He's a creator, right? And He still is creating. He's still doing a new thing. Oh, praise I am, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? In your spirit, you can perceive it. Never in your soul, you cannot perceive it. Or neither in your physical eyes. But in your spirit, you can perceive it. Because He's doing a new thing, even now in you. Praise the Lord. And He says, I'm making a way in the desert. Now, there's no way in the desert. Stream in the wasteland. There's no stream in the wasteland. But He's making a miracle in your life.
Hallelujah.
Year 2019, let miracle be on the way to you, to your family. As you come out of the dwelling place of the, in the past. Praise I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise I am.
Amen.
Talk to somebody. Praise I am.
Praise
I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go to verse 14 now. Verse 14. Okay. Ready? Begin. Pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Call me downward. Call me sideward. Upward. Hallelujah. So remember, the word pursue is to pursue Jesus with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, toward the goal. Now, what is the goal? Now, you may have your physical goal. You may have a goal for your family. You may have a goal for yourself, your career, right? But the most important goal is your spiritual goal. Because you are a spiritual being, right? You're not a body, because your body, when you die, it disappears. It goes back to dust. But your spirit is who you are. Praise the Lord. Because your spirit will last forever. So here, this goal here is talking about spiritual goal, right? For the price. Now, there's a price in heavenward. There's a price in Christ. I pray that you will get this price at the end of this year, 2019. Praise the Lord. In order to get this prize, you need to what? Set and pursue toward the goal. Oh, the goal is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christ and the church. The one new man. He is our goal. Praise the Lord. Talk to somebody. What is your spiritual goal? Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, praise Jesus. Okay. The goal for the price. Now, what is the price? What is the price to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward? What is the price? I'll tell you what is the price. Huh? Jesus Christ Himself is the greatest price. Is a glorious price. Is an amazing price. I pray that you will receive this price from our Father, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, every day. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy Jesus every day. Amen.
Amen.
Forget the past and what? Move forward to gain this Christ every day. That's why the morning revival is so important. Every day, brothers and sisters, open up your Bible. Check God's love message. In your phone, you have Kakao Talk, right? Kakao Talk. And then you want to check, right? Guess what? Every morning, God sends a love message to you. Right? It's called Bible. So, check God's love in your Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how you move forward. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, let's go to the... Okay. Yeah, the last verse. Okay, 15. Okay, ready? Ready? Begin. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind. If in anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. Amen. Okay. Why we need to forget the past and move forward? Why is that? It's because of this. Listen. God's desire for you, God's economy, God's goal, purpose for you and I is this. As many as are full grown. Everybody say full grown. Okay. Those who are married and you have children, it is so delightful to see our children growing, isn't it?
Yeah?
Not only physically they're growing, but they're growing, right? What? They're mental. They're mentally growing, right? Spiritually growing too. Do you understand? What if you have your child and child is not growing? That will be a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? There will be problem. If it's not growing physically, there will be a problem. If it's not growing emotionally, and there's an even bigger problem if it's not growing spiritually. Listen, this our Father in heaven, His goal for all of us is to grow. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This year, 2019, God wants us to grow.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We grow by eating Jesus.
Amen.
We grow by forgetting the past and pursue Christ. Pursue Jesus as our everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now, full grown, have this mind. Have this mind. We need to have the mind of Christ. Everybody say, mind of Christ.
Oh, mind of Christ.
Okay, so there's always fighting within us. There's conflict. Okay, mind of Christ versus mind of the flesh. Bible says in Romans 8:6, if you set your mind on the flesh, is what? It's death. And set your mind on the life, on the spirit as well. Life and peace. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so listen, your mind is so important because the enemy, Satan, has only one way to enter into you, and that is your mind. So if you lose your mind, if you lose control of your mind, if you open your mind to the enemy, then you will lose the battle. But if you win the battle in your mind, then indeed you will win the battle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are victorious, you are winner only in your spirit. Okay, in the flesh, there's Satan is there, right? It's so in your soul, your mind, you have to choose your mind to set on the spirit. Until your mind and your soul becomes mind of the spirit. Praise the Lord. Okay, so have this mind, okay? And if in anything you are otherwise minded, okay, this also God will reveal to you. So we have to guard our mind in order to grow, okay? In order to press on. So every day we need to fill our mind with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every day we need to fill our mind with the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now brothers and sisters, you are listening to the message, the first message in this year, right? Probably, maybe not. Anyway, now if you just listen to the message and then forget, and if you not apply it, if you're not practicing it, then what good is it? We are just deceiving ourselves, right? Okay, listen, brothers and sisters, I encourage you, and I challenge you, including myself. Every day,
hallelujah,
this 2019, we're going to press on. Okay,
amen.
We're going to pursue Him.
Amen.
We're going to forget about the past. We're not going to let the past hold on to us. But we're going to pursue. We're going to toward the price. Okay? And every day, we're going to have this mind of the Christ.
Hallelujah.
By opening up the Bible, by eating Jesus, by eating the Scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how many of you would is with me today and say, you know, 2019, every day, I'm going to eat the Word of God.
Amen. 2019,
okay.
Every day.
Raise your hand if you say, I'm gonna pursue Him. I'm gonna move forward. Okay? I'm gonna go toward the goal, right? To become like Jesus by eating the Word of God every day. Raise your hand. Okay, now most of you raise your hand. Now put your hands down. Now I'm gonna ask you a second, even more challenging question. Okay? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
People don't like challenges. But you know what? Through challenges, we grow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there's no challenge, no risk, we're not going to grow, right?
Okay,
here's a challenge now. Here's a risk, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Every day, you just said, I'm going to eat the Word of God every day because I'm going to move forward and I'm going to get the prize at the end of this year, at the end of my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I want a full-grown man, mature in Christ. Okay. Now, this is a challenge now, okay? I'm not going to eat the breakfast until I eat the Word of God.
Hallelujah! Amen. I'm not going to eat the breakfast until I eat the Word of God.
As soon as I say this, many of you are frowning now. Huh? You can say, I will read the Word of God. Yeah, I'm for it. But you know, if you just say this, and then what happened next? Many times you're going to miss it, huh? But if you say this, what's going to happen? This will motivate you. Oh, right? Now, you're about to eat breakfast, and you say, you didn't read the Word of God? What's going to motivate you? This is going to motivate you, right? Oh, remember I promised at that first service?
Oh,
I need to eat the Word of God before I eat my physical food, because the Word of God is my spiritual food. Now, spiritual food should come first before physical food, isn't it? Because the Bible says, seek His kingdom!
Amen.
First, seek His kingdom! Amen? Then all this thing come to you. So we should not eat this physical food before we eat the spiritual food, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. So what do you think? Do you like that?
Amen, yes.
Yeah? If you say this now, yeah? This will challenge you, this will remind you, this will push you. Amen? So raise your hand.
Amen, I want to do this.
I'm not going to eat my physical food until I eat my spiritual food. I think some of you, you're raising half like this. That means sometimes I'll do, sometimes I'll not. Come on, raise your hand and say, oh, I'm going to eat the spiritual food. I'm going to press on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, amen. All right. So if you're hungry, you're a hungry man, you're a hungry woman, they really, really, really enjoy breakfast. Now this will motivate you, push you, huh? See, we need training. Brothers and sisters, we need training. We need much training. Okay, verse 16. Let me end the message with verse 16. Okay, let's read the verse 16. Ready? Begin. Nevertheless, we have attained by the same rule. Oh, praise the Lord. Everybody say same rule. Everybody say same rule. Okay, listen. We are the one body of Christ here, right? Overflowing, isn't it? We are one body, brothers and sisters here. Now, if we are one body, we need to walk by the same rule. The same rule, same principle, same guidance, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We don't follow denomination. We follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We don't follow tradition. We follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We don't follow pastor. We don't follow man, we follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We follow the Spirit. We follow the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Year 2019 is going to be glorious and wonderful and blessed and fruitful year. If we follow Philippians chapter 3, today's message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, this is what we usually do. Okay?